and welcome to Mouse Chat. Wow, my chat didn't come out. Anyway, welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Caitlin and Steve. We've got a small crew.
Yeah, we're just the two of us. Hello.
Hi, friends.
Everyone doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the three amigos tonight.
Yay!
Yeah. Back from Jamaica.
So, is Brenda out of town?
Oh, I don't know. Brenda's.
She is, I think.
Brenda's
I thought
out.
So.
And Sharpie's under the weather. So they will be back on a future show. Hopefully, Sharpie feels better. Brenda will be back.
Yep. So, we're going to do today is talk about sandals and beaches. And it's a name that most people know when it comes to an all-inclusive resort. Sandals, they do a lot of advertising. And I remember, this is so stupid, but when I would watch Sesame Street as a kid, they would have those sponsored by Beaches Resorts. And I never knew what that meant. And I'm always like, oh, wow, that looks really cool. Beaches Resort. And now I actually know what they are. And we're talking a long time ago. So.
Wow, they've had a relationship that long. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A partnership.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about specifically South Coast and Negril. As far as the sandals go, those are both in Jamaica, and then also Beaches Negril.
Yeah.
Because Steve got to go.
So, yeah, so I figured we'd do just a quick show because we usually do mostly Disney, but if you want to go to an all-inclusive or you want to go to Jamaica, sandals is for couples. So if you don't know, so it can be any couple, but so no kids. And then...
Or just adults. You could be a friend group, right?
Yeah. So you could have a girls' weekend or whatever. And then beaches is for families.
Yeah. Well, they do prefer, like, if you've got a bachelorette party or something like that, that you go to beaches. It is more toward the couple. So it's not like you can go with your girlfriends and look to hook up with someone or, you know, to meet someone new. It is meant for people that are already paired up. But the occasional, you know, mother-daughter or something like that, that's typically okay.
Yeah.
But so, just so you know, mm-hmm. you're not going to, if you go as a single, you're not going to find many other singles. This is couples that are already established.
Yeah. So it's not for, only couples can go. And then for beaches would be for families. So Jamaica overall, if you don't know, so most people's experience of Jamaica, and this was my experience of Jamaica, is on a cruise. And it's absolutely the worst experience of Jamaica you could ever have.
Well, most of those cruise ports are not authentic.
Yeah, so
cultural experiences.
So when I first was talking to someone who was from Jamaica about going to the actual island, I was like, "Oh, it's like the worst place. It's like I have no desire to go." And then he's like, "You went on a cruise, didn't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "No, you got to go to actually Jamaica and stay at the hotels and meet the people." And I was like, "All right." So he talked me into it. And so the cruise experience is usually not great. So if you've had that experience, you got to give it a try. So Sandals has, I think it's either 7 or 8 resorts in Jamaica, and then they have 2 beaches resorts. So that's their island that they have the most resorts at. So the other experience that most people have is they go to an all-inclusive or one of these nice resorts, which is kind of this kind of gated community experience, which is nice, but it's not a kind of true Jamaican experience. But so that's the other experience that most people have that I love. And you can also do excursions and you get to see a little bit of Jamaica. And then the other kind of version of Jamaica that people get to do is like you go and you stay at a small boutique hotel and you actually go eat at the restaurants and you meet the locals and do that. So those are kind of the 3 different experiences. So I did go to South Coast and we've all been to South Coast. It used to be called Sandals White House. Because that's the name of the Providence. But I think Lisa's been. Caitlin's been.
Yep.
Yes.
That's actually one of my...
Is that your favorite?
Probably my favorite. Yeah.
It's definitely my favorite in Jamaica.
Agree.
It's an amazing property for sure. I do want to try that new Duns River.
I have to go to... Yeah, I still have not been to Duns River. And I've heard mixed. I've heard people... Yeah. So South Coast, the advantages... of South Coast is it's huge. It's like over 100 acres. So it's a very large property. it's quaint. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So you have this beach, this massive, expansive beach with white sand that's beautiful. It goes on and on and on. And there's like nobody on that beach. So if that's your thing, there's no vendors. You know, all the beaches are public, but there's like nobody on that beach. So that's very nice. They have a Italian village, a Dutch village, and a French village. And Caitlin and I were talking before the show. They've renamed them all.
Just to keep you on your toes.
So, and I don't have the new names in front of me, but basically the Italian village is the one on the left. The Dutch village is right on the water, which has kind of the really nice rooms. And then the French village opens in about a week. And when we were there, it was almost done. They were doing the landscaping around it. And you could see the little soaking tubs on the balconies and pictures of the rooms. And it looks amazing. So that was the village that was kind of like in need of a little TLC. So that one is going to be done in here in just a couple more days. So I think that wraps that resort up nicely. So it'll be all fresh and clean.
So what makes this resort stand out to you? Is it that the beach is so empty? Or
the beach is nice. It's an older crowd. So I was like, you know, I'm always looking around. So it's like a 50 plus crowd. Although I've been there other times where it's a slightly younger crowd. But it's definitely older crowd. But there were some honeymoon couples there.
Well, honeymoon can mean anything.
Yeah. Latitudes is cool. So it's an over the water bar with hammocks all the way around. It's like a circular bar and it's out on the water and it's lit up. So at night, you know, you can see the fish swimming around and then you can get in these hammocks all the way around if you want. So that's awesome. They have an over the water wedding pavilion or chapel. So we toured that and it has those glass bottom floors.
Yep, so you can see the fish
and stuff during the ceremony. So that's cool. They have a lot of peacocks.
And a lot of cats.
And lots of cats. Lots of kitties and lots of peacocks all over the property. I did try the Asian restaurant, which was good. So I had two entrees. The salmon was always good. And they have a beef burgundy, which is their special. And then they also have some kind of noodles, like Asian noodles with seafood, and you can split those two entrees and get half and half. So that was really, really good and really great service. So sometimes the service is slow, like at any of these like Caribbean island time resorts. But lately, the ones I've been to, the service has been really good, just paced, just right. The food is really good. Like sometimes at all inclusives, you're like, oh, the food's kind of okay. It's not, you know, it's like better than cruise line, but it's kind of, you know, some of it's kind of average, but the food here was like phenomenal.
So, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that was good. The downside is the resort's kind of quiet. So if you're looking for like activities and things, they did have a steel drum band one night. That was good. Then they had like a kind of Cirque du Soleil show after that, that was outside and that was kind of good. But as soon as that's over, then there's kind of karaoke in the martini bar until 2 a.m. So that is going on, but that's the only thing kind of going on.
Yeah, there are different vibes at different resorts. So don't make the mistake that all Sandals resorts are going to feel the same, but just at a different location or a different building structure. They're all quite different and they appeal to different people for different reasons.
Yeah. Now the swim up bar, the main pool, the bartenders, they're phenomenal. Like, cause we had a group and the bartenders, they were doing dance contests for us and they were doing like singing contests and then they would do different cheers and toasts. Oh, and then we had everybody tell us their best joke. And they had all Jamaican jokes that made no sense. And we had all these American jokes that made no sense to them. So we did that. So that was fun because they actually got into it. So if you get a bunch of good bartenders at one of those swim up bars, it's a lot of fun. So that was good. You know, but then about 6 o'clock, it kind of dies down there and everybody's getting ready for dinner. So
yeah, sometimes things do die down early.
Yeah. So that's the only thing with that resort. The two things is that it's quiet. And it's a plus if you like that or a negative if you don't. And there's not a lot of activities out in that area. So if you want to do like excursions and things like that, there's not a lot in that South Coast area versus Negril or Ocho Rios is kind of where all that stuff is. But if you just want to be at the resort and enjoy the resort and go snorkeling or scuba diving or go on the glass bottom boat or just relax at the pool and hang out, they do have pickleball. They have tennis. So it's a good resort for that.
And the beach, if I recall, is private. So
yeah, there's like
local.
Yeah, there's nobody on there locally, and there's no other resorts on there.
Access it.
Yeah, it's hard to get to because it's kind of a cove.
Yeah, because there are some all-inclusive resorts where the beach, like the shore, is public. But then there's, you know, as soon as you get to the lounge chairs or the beach chairs, it becomes private. So you really need your room key, or sometimes you'll get a wristband that shows that, yes, you are able to use the resort amenities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so the nice thing about South Coast is like no one can come up and try to like
sell you things and things like that.
Just kind of relax.
So that's, that is definitely the nice thing there. The only other thing is the ride over there is not phenomenal. So when you fly into Montego Bay, there are two Sandals resorts that are very close to the airport. So Sandals Montego Bay is literally 10 minutes from the airport, which is positive and a negative because you can watch the planes take off from the beach all day long at the resort.
Yeah, we had a room that overlooked the runway.
Yeah, and so
you could
literally
watch
the planes take off. So that's the disadvantage, but it's very close. So the transfer time and transfers are included. And then Sandals Royal Caribbean, which is maybe another 15 minutes from that resort. So they both are very close. All the other resorts are like an hour and a half drive, and they include that. So you're not paying for that.
And you do get a rest stop in the middle of that.
Maybe. They did not rest stop on ours ever.
Not on ours either.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-mm. So it just depends. They used to, and I've heard sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. So
they
that's,
might have asked and we all said, we're good or something like that.
No, they didn't. Yeah, on ours it was like, they didn't even ask.
Yeah.
But,
sorry.
So it's an hour and a half from Montego Bay to Sandals South Coast. And it's over a mountain and over this little hilly up and down and around. So it's
and they drive on the opposite side.
Yeah. And there's goats and
so
chickens.
It's just different.
And, yeah. So it's, if you haven't been to a place like that, it's definitely an experience.
But once you get there, it's worth it.
Yes, it is. It is definitely worth it.
You have to know what to expect on the drive.
Yeah. So that's it. And then I went over to Negril, Sandals Negril. So Sandals and Beaches are both over there, both resorts. They're on the famous 7 Mile Beach, which I assume is 7 miles long. I would hope.
One would assume.
Probably.
There you go.
Assume.
So now this beach is nice, but I don't think it's as nice as South Coast, even though they talk and rave about it. It's a lot narrower. I mean, like you come out of your room and you're literally on the beach and then the water's literally like right there. So it's not as wide or as expansive to get down to the water. It's nice and calm. Both of those, you know, they're not wavy. Like if you have kids or you just want to swim out, it's not like you're going to get tossed around. It was super calm water at both of those. And, you know, it's nice entry, kind of shallow. And you've got that beautiful blue water. So the only thing, so at Negril, they have a ton of different room types. So I saw all the super fancy rooms at Negril. They have a new building there that has, like on the second and third floor, they have swimming pools off of the balcony that are like glass. And so you can swim. So you come out on your balcony and you have your own little swimming pool and you're like just like looking over the edge. And then they have a staircase that goes up to the roof on those rooms. And then up on the roof is like a giant day bed where you can lounge out and table and chairs and this little kind of lookout point where you can look way out and see everything from up there. So they were amazing. They're pricey. But
yeah,
they were all sold out. And I got to get into one like 30 minutes before the couple checked in. So they're like, okay, quick.
Well, they're all sold out. That must mean.
Oh, they're super popular.
Yeah.
All that stuff is super popular. So, yeah. So that's the thing. They have some really nice room categories at both of those resorts. Now, and the Grill has some entry-level categories still. The advantage of the entry-level categories is they're cheaper. The disadvantage of the entry-level categories is that they might be older. So you have to understand what you're buying. So if you see these beautiful swim-out like resorts with or rooms with all this stuff, don't expect to get that for like $200 a night. So you have to know like what you're booking, because there are amazing rooms and then there's kind of average rooms as well.
Well,
so,
and that's where you can call us and we can help you, you know, through the whole process.
Yeah. And we'll help you. So Caitlin's been to the resorts. Lisa's been, Brenda's been, Sharpie knows about them as well. And so there's no cost. There's no charge to go ahead and book. And we will help you out. I don't book, but we will get you over to Caitlin or Brenda or Sharpie and they will take care of you.
I heard the D in her name.
Caitlin. So there's no extra cost. There's no charge to go ahead and book with us. And we will make sure you get the best price and give you all the tips and tricks and what's going on. I actually have the cards for the general managers. Matt was the general manager over at Sandals and the Grill. He used to be the general manager 10 years ago over at South Coast. And I was like, oh my gosh, we haven't seen each other because I haven't seen him in forever.
Was it a little reunion?
Yes. And I was like, remember because he took us to a castle in the woods and in South Coast. And we found when we climbed in this old abandoned castle that was
there were
like,
two.
Yeah. And it was like, and there was no path to this thing. Like it was like just trekking through the thick jungle. And getting eaten alive and bats and
oh my goodness,
you know, remember the beehives?
And the beehives were massive.
Oh my gosh. They were like the size
It was like a thing out of Winnie the Pooh. Those big black.
It was like 3 feet. It was huge.
They were huge and they were everywhere. And he's like, if you hear them, it's too late. I was like, great.
Well, because the property is across the street from South Coast.
Yeah.
Sandals owns.
Yeah, they own all this property.
All of it on both sides of the street. And they were looking to expand. And then they're like digging out some of the brush. And they found
these two castles from like the 1700s.
Settlement.
Yeah, you can see where the houses used to be because you can see where the foundations still are. And all the graves.
And the keystones.
All the graves are there. And the gravestones.
It was like a true adventure.
And then some of the graves are broken open. They're like, you can see because they have like a slab on top of them and it's like cracked open. Yeah.
You can barely read some of it because it's so weathered.
There was like some graves
Then there's the trench that goes between the two castles.
Yeah. So we got into the trench and then we snuck into the one castle through the trench.
That was the one with the bats.
Yeah. So yeah.
It was not.
So that was,
that was scary.
So that was our. So I was like, yeah, we did the. So he's like, he goes, yeah, they're still there. They're still in the jungle. So anyway,
it was neat. It was really neat. And it was cool because Steve happened to have his drone.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got aerial footage
of all the, of the castle. They're hard to see because they're just so overgrown.
Yeah, they're overgrown.
Long lost South.
There's
Coast
like
castle.
A, there's like, tr- exactly. One of them has a tree growing in the middle of it. Because it doesn't have a roof on it anymore.
But we had these things dated back to, I want to say.
It was like the 1700s.
Yeah.
One of the graves. It was like a sail.
1701
or
something.
It was like a captain of a ship that was on there. But yes. So we have like the general managers and the food and beverage managers and the front desk people. So if there are questions or you have things with allergies or you have a problem, God forbid, while you're there. We have the context to make things right.
Yeah.
And we personally know them at pretty much all these resorts.
So I want to speak to a couple of things that you've said. First, you said we're going to get them the best price. It's very interesting because with Sandals is one of our vendors that does not allow us to have pricing different from theirs. Like we might put out that we've got a Royal Caribbean rate that beats their own rate by $500 per cabin. There's no such thing with sandals. And they make it a level playing field so that, I mean, to make it fair across the board, so that agents can say, yeah, we have the same pricing. You're going to have the same pricing. You know, we technically we're not allowed to entice you either. We can't say if you book with us, we're going to give you this, but you're going to get the service. You're going to get the support. You're going to get the know-how. Other vendors are a little more flexible, but they want things fair. They value their relationship with the travel industry and they keep it fair. Another thing I wanted to mention is, oh gosh, what was the other thing? I don't know. That went by really quickly. Went in and out of my head. I don't know.
You were talking about best price and relationship with...
So Steve also mentioned, thank you, Caitlin. He also mentioned relationships. And to say, oh yeah, we know the manager, we know the sales manager, the resort manager. Well, we do. You know, we follow them on social media. We meet them in person. We talk to them in person when we're there. And they literally say, when you've got a guest on property, let us know. We'll be sure to take care of them and make sure there are no issues. And if you hear that from just other vendors, other suppliers, you think, oh yeah, they don't mean it. But then when you have 200 rooms on the property, which equates to 400 people, they do mean it, because they do have the time to take special care. And like I said, they have this relationship with travel agents that they've had since the very beginning. When Butch started all this, I think it was in the 70s, he knew that he needed help, and he reached out, and he's been partnered with travel agents ever since. So I think that's wonderful. But they do know us. Like, you get to know these people, you follow them from resort to resort, and it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I actually messaged our business development manager for Sandals today, and Steve actually answered the question first, but
we have WhatsApp groups with all of the people in them too.
I had question and but Steve helped me out, but still, I mean, they're a good resource.
Yeah,
because we were talking about seaweed, because I was looking at the seaweed on the beach. I got up early every morning, like before sunrise, to take photos or to go out and walk around. And they would just be starting to work on the beach. And the beaches looked already amazing, but then they rake them and they have machinery or whatever. So they're like perfect. And then I was like making the first footsteps. I felt so bad because they look like perfectly raked. And then you're like walking and you're like, oh, I just messed up this guy's whole beach.
Good job, Steve.
But then last night we were at dinner with a bunch of agents. And some of them just came back from Mexico, and the amount of seaweed in those photos, I don't know where they were in Mexico, was crazy.
Yeah,
I was like, so much seaweed compared to I was in Exuma in the Bahamas, and it was windy. And normally you would be getting like a ton of seaweed blown up, and it looks really nice. It was very well done. And then I was in three different beaches in Jamaica. And all of them were fine.
Yeah. They do rake them every morning. You see rake lines.
Yep. But even then, it wasn't like the amount of seaweed that you see in some of these Mexico photos.
Well, I remember.
It's insane. So.
Barbados. Barbados had crazy seaweed. It was that red seaweed or something.
I'll be there in a week, and a half.
Well. I think it's a seasonal thing.
So I'll let you know.
You couldn't go in the beach. You couldn't go in the water on the beach.
I'll tell you.
Was that at the Sandals Resort?
Yep. Barbados.
All right. I'll be there.
Let us know.
This was years ago. I think it was like, it was something that was going through the water. It was like the red something.
Oh, the red tide?
Maybe.
Well, red tide is what it makes you cough and it kills the fish.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Versus the other seaweed. But yes, red tide is
It was.
You get the tickle in your throat and it's like
I think it was red tide.
Deprives the fish of oxygen and then.
Yeah, but it was something that was passing along and I just happened to be there when it was a bad time.
Right.
So anyway, yes.
The weather conditions had brought
it
up. Yeah.
So just so real quick. So Negril sandals. The other thing is, so just make sure you understand what you're booking. And if you're booking an entry level room, they call them luxury rooms. Just make sure you, because sometimes the pictures look phenomenal because photos look phenomenal no matter what. And the rooms look okay, but, and you also have to understand like where you are. So you're in Jamaica, which is, I would assume is a classified as probably a third world country. So sometimes like, although this didn't happen to me this trip, but I've been on other trips where like maybe the power goes out for a little while and then it comes back on, or maybe the internet doesn't work perfectly the whole time. Right. Although this trip, I didn't have any of those issues. So
good.
So the other thing,
it was a smooth, smooth trip.
The only things, the downside of Negril. So I give you guys the pluses and the minuses. So the only thing I personally don't like about Negril,
I know where you're going,
is there's the resort is almost all outside. So almost every restaurant, which is romantic and amazing, is like on the beach and it's a pavilion and you're eating like 5 feet or 4 feet from the water, right? Or you're having breakfast on a patio outside on the water or in a covered area. But very few things are actually enclosed with air conditioning. Mm-hmm. So if that's not your thing, there is not a lot
There's no reprieve.
There's no places minus your room and maybe a few little spots. There's not a cricketer in Negril.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there is no cricketer pub and there is no jerk shack, but they do jerk chicken on the buffet now. So they've redone, they have some new food trucks that are really good. They have a chicken food truck. They have another food truck as well. That's like healthy, like greens and bowls and shakes. And then they have like a chicken tender truck. It's got like grilled, fried buffalo fries, whatever. So they have all these food trucks as well that are kind of permanent installations that are new over in Negril. They also have one of those, a yogurt ice cream place that you love, you
That's
know,
fun.
Like, yeah. So you get like 8 or 10 different yogurt machines and all the toppings. And that's all included.
Yep.
And they have, I can't pronounce it, where you take vanilla ice cream and espresso.
Oh.
And it's a fancy name. It's an Italian name.
I remember someone introduced you to that.
Yeah. It's really good. They have that, which I forget how to pronounce. But anyways. But they have a lot of good ice cream over there. So the one thing is there's a lack of air conditioning. And the beach is a little narrow. It's nice. But it's
a long resort.
Yeah, it's like one building wide long along the beach for a long ways. So you're walking up and down versus South Coast, which is deep and a really big property. This is you walk from one end to the other. So it's just the way it's set up. The other thing is it's also an hour and a half from the airport and you need to take a potty break before you get on the bus to go back. Oh my God. I thought I was going to die because I had the Blue Mountain coffee because I was like waiting and I was like, oh, I'll have another one. And then I had they made like a fresh fruit smoothie. And then I was like, it's toasty warm and I probably should be hydrated. So I drank all this water. Oh my God.
Then you got on the bus.
Then I got on a bus and it's usually an hour and a half. And it was like over 2 hours because we got stuck in traffic. I thought, there were many times where I almost just ran off of that bus and was like, I'm just going to go over here by the side of the road because, and so we finally got to the airport after over 2 hours and I gave the guy $20 and I was like, cause they park way out and I'm like, do you know where the restroom is? And he goes, oh, it's way over. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, here's $20. Whatever bag is left is mine. Just come find me. And then I ran in and then I ran back out and he was already coming walking up with my bag. Those people are like the nicest people ever.
Yeah. Good customer service.
They were so nice. So yeah, that bus ride is not great. And everybody on that bus was like, oh my God, let's get off. So that's the thing, right? It is, the bus ride's a little daunting. So, and then Beaches Negrils is great as well. It's on the 7 Mile Beach for families. It was sold out. Like when I was there for 3 hours, all the rooms were sold out. So I didn't see a single room.
Yeah. Usually when we go on these training trips, we see as many room categories, because Sandals does have, and Beaches, they have a lot of room categories.
Yeah.
And we spend 90 minutes to 2 hours just looking at rooms, taking mm-hmm. pictures, learning about the differences. And so that's a lot of your time and your photos and your experience.
Yep.
But they had none available, nothing you could see.
But Beaches, very popular. It's, you know, it's not, you could walk there from one resort to another, but it's a ways. So you're not really going between resorts. So you're going to one or the other, either as a family or whatever. So I got to see some of the Sesame Street characters. I got to see the kids area. I got to talk to them about, I don't know. They do have an autism program. So if your kids are autistic, they're certified in that. So they do a great job over there. And it was kind of obvious when the whole place is completely sold out.
Right.
And then the one other thing is you can book excursions. They have a desk called Island Routes, and we can book these for you as well. And normally I was like, I'll just book them on site. So I went and booked one on site, and now I'm like, you need to book these with us because after booking one on site, it wasn't bad. It was just that when you go to Disney a lot and you see how efficient things are done, and then you go to a desk in the Caribbean in Jamaica that's run by one poor person who is trying to manage like a ton of things, and you're like, this is going to take a long time, and mm-hmm. you're just watching, and then they have to fill out all this paperwork. So we booked a catamaran. So they have a huge catamaran, and we had like 15 people. We're like, let's all book this catamaran. And so it was $125 a person, which was worth it. It was amazing. So anyways, but the process of going up to the desk one by one and booking it, and her getting your room number and writing it all down, and then writing it all by hand on a piece of paper, and then you having to take the piece of paper to the front desk to pay for it, and then bring the piece of paper back to the other. I was like, this got to be a better way. Because it was like, so if you book it with Caitlin or Sharpie or Brenda beforehand, then you're already done and you don't have to go through that. And you just go mm-hmm. and you also already have a spot, so you don't have to worry about it being sold out or whatever. It wasn't bad. It was just like, I was like, this could be a lot more efficient. And she was super nice. But they have a ton of excursions. Like in Exuma, Lisa did the swimming with the pigs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the pigs are cute.
Well, and it's kind of cool because you don't just do a swimming with the pigs thing. You do this like iguana island thing mm-hmm. where you've got grapes and you feed the iguanas. Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
Yeah.
Iguanas eat grapes?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you fan them with palm leaves.
Yeah, they like that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's, oh my gosh. Cool. That was yeah. so, I mean, I would do that again every time I'm in Exuma.
And then the catamaran was a 4-hour catamaran. It had a DJ on there. It had drinks on there. They were amazingly nice. We went all the way to Rick's Cafe. And then it's like a cliff. It's this huge cliff diving cafe restaurant place. And they take that catamaran right up to the cliffs with the waves crashing on it. And then they go, okay, everybody jump off. And I was like, and like the catamaran is maybe like 20 feet from these cliffs. And you're like,
oh my gosh.
And then and then the other catamarans that came, they don't let anybody off. So the Island Routes one is the only, I was like, this is the one. Because, and there's or you could take the stairs. If you don't want to jump off, there's stairs that they lower into the water from the front. And they're like normal stairs, like you would walk to go upstairs. You know, they're like staggered and you walk down mm-hmm. them like you would like a normal staircase. And it has a railing as well. And then you kind of push yourself off into the water. And then you swim to the cliffs. And then there's a ladder to get to the cafe that you climb up. And I thought, this does not look safe at all. But once he got in the water, I was like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought. So, yeah, so it's the only catamaran I saw that let people actually go to Rick's Cafe. The other ones just look, they just hang out.
They just kind of sail
just,
by.
They just stay out there and then they leave. So I was like, oh, you guys don't even get to get off. And then they have cliff diving or jumping. So I went ahead and jumped off.
Woohoo!
That was not my
norm. Good job, Steve.
That's not my norm.
Well, and he didn't hold his nose. Really?
Oh my gosh, so much salt water went up my nose.
Oh.
It was amazing. Like, I didn't realize that much salt water could go up your nose.
Ouch.
Ever. Yeah.
Like an hour later, you bend over.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, about 30 minutes later, I bent over and like all this water was like raining out of my nose. It was like there was so much water in my nose. I was like, oh my gosh, how do I get all this water out of my nose? So yeah. So
I don't think I would do it.
I would never do it. And so I was like, and the other thing is like, there's three different little spots. I didn't do the super high one. There's no way. And then there's one that the guy jumps off of that no one else is allowed to jump off of. That's like on a telephone pole. That's like way up ahead.
Oh boy.
It's like a piece of wood that he climbs up. But the one you have to like jump out too, because there's like rocks below and you got to jump out a little bit to miss.
Got to clear the rock.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's not fun.
A little too close for comfort for me.
But yeah, the only way I did it was I was like, I just have to do it really quick, because if I don't do it really quick, I won't do it. So I just got up and jumped like instantly, or else I would have never
done
it. So yeah. So, and I won't, that's the only one time I will jump off of a cliff.
Would you do it, Lisa?
Oh yeah, I would.
There were people that, it was funny because in our group, some people were like over and over, and then other people, I was like, look, I jumped, and they still want to jump. They were like, okay.
Like
I'm
a complete chicken.
They would not do it. So the worst part is,
I'm impressed, Steve.
Would you jump?
No.
Yeah.
I was completely impressed because this is not up his alley. Oh, I hate
that.
All.
That's the worst. Mm-hmm. That's like the thing I would never do.
I can't believe he did it.
So no one was like, no one knows that I'd never do it because I just did it. I didn't like put any, like, I just got up and went. So it looked like I just do it all the time. But no, there's nothing.
The worse it is.
Yeah, you can't do it.
For sure.
Because you psych yourself out. You just have to jump. The worst part is like you hit the water and then you go way down and your eyes are closed because it's salt water. And then you're just like swimming and swimming. And you're like, how far until I get to the surface and I can breathe again? That's the only part that's not fun. So, but yeah, but it was great. And then you go to Margaritaville after that, and they have lunch for you or dinner, and that's all part of it. And we had a survivor competition that we had to do, where we had to build a hut. We had teams. They broke us up into teams, and then we did tug of war, and then there was a dance off contest. Luckily, that was for the ladies.
I was gonna say you. Oh probably
yeah, that would have not been good. So yeah, and then we came back, and it's like sunset right when you're coming back. So it was. Definitely worth the money, and it was so much fun. So
yeah,
try to do an excursion as well.
That sounds like an awesome excursion.
Yeah, so go to Jamaica. Customs is good too. Now they have those automated kiosks now.
How does that work?
So it's super easy now. You scan your passport, it takes your photo, then you walk up to a gate that has a camera, and then the little glass doors open and you go through.
Wow.
And you have to do before you go to Jamaica now, just recently, you have to do a C5 form, which is like a immigration form. It's basically the paper form you used to fill out. Remember when you would get on the airplane? And
yeah,
so now you have to do it before you arrive. You do it online. And then they send you an email that says, okay, you're good. If you don't do it before you arrive, they have computers there, and they will walk you over to one to fill it all out. But I had it all filled out, so I breezed right through because it was all done. And then I
Caitlin
did it all. So
yeah.
Did you ever hear the story of Steve, Jamaica, yeah, and the passport?
We've told this story. No.
You've told it, Steve, but I don't think Caitlin's heard it.
Everybody's heard it. I think everyone on the show has already heard it. We'll tell it.
You've got new listeners. Who knows?
It's when
Caitlin,
I got
Caitlin, push them.
No, you've heard it. When I got
Give me the short version.
The short version is when I got pulled off the airplane.
No, I never heard that.
Tell it again.
Oh my God. All right. So if everyone has already heard this, if you want to go to Jamaica and book a trip, get with us. Go to pixievacations.com, pick the form, then pick Caitlin. It's Lynn, not Land, but anyway, or Sharpie or Brenda, and then pick all inclusive and then fill out the form and we will help you out. Or just put in the comments, put mouse chat. And then there's no charge. There's nothing extra. So if you're going to go, we're happy to help you out. And then you can stop listening if you've already heard the story.
Yeah, but it's funny.
All right. And if you haven't heard the story,
hear it.
So years ago, I got invited to, this is the quick version. Years ago, I got invited to Jamaica because they were having like some gang violence issue and the tourism board wanted people to come and experience Jamaica. And we had a podcast and we were doing a radio show, a travel radio show. And we would do videos and social media. So they had me come for like a week or 2 weeks to Jamaica to do all these different things.
It was promotional.
Yeah. So I got like I had a driver and I had a tourism board representative and I had my own driver and they took me to all these things that they had planned. Like I went with the Rastafari in the jungle and they showed me walking over little handmade bamboo bridges and like
the zip lining,
planting marijuana and like eating lunch out of banana leaves and making chocolate tea by mashing it with a stick in a little like hollowed out log. And anyways, And then I did zip lining and they had the whole zip lining course for me and it was closed and it was just me and I hate heights. So I was like, oh, this was not a good choice. It was me and just the guides and that was it.
And they closed the whole course.
And they closed the whole course for me. And I was like, I guess I got to do it now. So he's like, oh, just jump off. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to kind of scoot off the edge. It's like, do whatever you got to do. So, and then I did rum tasting. So anyways, we did all these things. So I'm in the back of this Delta flight. I'm landing in Montego Bay. I'm like in the very back, the plane lands. Everybody stands up. You know how they stand up. They're getting their luggage. And then over the speaker, they go, Steve Griswold, you must deplane before anybody else. Everybody else needs to return their seats. So I'm like, oh, this is either really good or horrible. I'm like, this is going to be really awesome or really bad. So I have to get my bag and I have to walk past everybody as I'm in the back. I walk past everybody in the plane and everyone's looking at me. And then I get to the front of the plane.
Who is this guy?
I know. So I get to the front of the plane and there's two people. There's two guards with machine guns and a lady with a pistol at the front of the plane. And they ask for my passport. They take my passport. And then I get escorted by these two guys with machine guns and this lady with a handgun to this little room. And it's like the room in those movies, right? Like it's exactly like that room in the movies. It's got that dirty metal steel door and it's got a bunk bed. There's bunk beds in there with no cots. They're just metal. Creepy. It's like a metal frame that are what's left of a bunk bed. And then there's a wooden table and two metal chairs and a desk lamp and a giant log book that's on the table. And then there's like it's just cement walls and one light. So the guy comes, so they leave me, they put me in this room and I'm like, for a moment, I'm like, I should record this. And then I'm like, that's probably not a good idea. Cause I'm probably not, even if I'm not in any trouble, it's probably not a good idea. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to record this. So then the door, one metal door opens and this guy comes in and he's like, he's going through my passport and he's like, oh, so on your records in Delta, it shows that you're traveling, that someone's traveling on a stolen passport. but then your passport is correct. So Delta has the wrong passport number in their system. So he's like, so he writes something in the logbook, and then he gives me back his passport, my passport. And then he opens the metal door that's behind him that like just opens out to the outside. And he's like, welcome to Jamaica. So then I'm just outside and I get my luggage. And so I passed everybody, like everybody else was still going through customs and I was like way ahead of everybody else. But yeah, so that was my experience where I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome or horrible. And then I was like, oh, I guess it's the horrible, but it worked out.
Oh my gosh. But that was like, welcome to Jamaica.
I was like, this is not great. Cause that room was sketchy. That room was really bad. Like
it's seen some bad times.
Like I can't imagine like being locked in that room and sleeping on that metal thing with no nothing. It's just like awful.
Yeah.
And then going to the Jamaican jail from there would be even worse. Oh, so yeah.
Thank God they sorted
it out. So good thing they figured it out.
They would have thought that like for some reason it was you.
I was like,
you
could have. Yeah. I was like,
could have been in a pickle.
Like, who's breaking into Jamaica? Nobody's breaking into Jamaica. Everyone's breaking out of Jamaica. So anyway. So yeah, that was my and then I got to go on these amazing trips with the tourism board for a couple of weeks all around Jamaica.
What a trip.
So that was awesome. But it started out a little rough.
That is hysterical. Oh my gosh.
See, Caitlin needed to hear that.
Well, yeah. There you go.
I can just picture you walking down the aisle and everyone's looking at you like,
oh yeah. And then I got on the bus and they were like, you were that guy who got pulled off the plane. And I was like, yeah. So it was fun.
I think that would happen to you, Steve.
I know.
Have a story.
There's always a fun
thing. Well, and then I'm thinking of the other time that you had mistaken identity, but that's not appropriate for the show, but it is fun.
I don't know. Oh, I got to tell everybody I met two mouse chatters in Jamaica.
Oh, fun. At,
mouse chat listeners.
Mouse chat listeners in a grill.
Because you've met all the mouse chatters.
This is true. Well, I guess I can call them mouse chatters.
Okay.
So we were at the bar. It was like 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night. And then a lady and her husband come walking up and they go, are you Steve? And I was like, yes.
Maybe.
So, and they know Lisa. Like she goes, oh, we met Lisa once before. She was helping everyone clear off the salad plates. And I was like, oh yeah, that's Lisa. Exactly. Because like, if there's something to be done that she can help with, that's Lisa. And I'm like, oh, let me organize the silverware or let me help you with this. So, yeah, and I don't remember their names, which is not great. So next time I'll have to remember people's names. But they were super nice, and they've listened like since the very beginning. Because they were so like, cool. Oh, we love the show on Exuma. And I was like, oh, did you just listen to that one? And they're like, no, we've been listening to every show since the very beginning. I was like, oh, that's amazing.
That is cool.
Yeah. But I probably told them to not listen to the show because they probably already heard that story. So they probably stopped listening to the show, so they'll never know. Yeah. So... yeah, so it was cool.
No one's going to stop listening and not listen to your story.
They probably heard it.
So if you did stop listening, go ahead and write in. Let me know.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that wraps up our quick show.
Yeah, that was not quick. How long was that?
It was too long.
All right.
So we're going to do another. So the next show is going to be actually Disney.
All right. Well, let's wrap up this show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any comments or questions for us, you can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. We thank you so much. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.